Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, you provide huge value to small business leaders every morning, one segment at a time. Wow, 20 years.
You've done tons of these interviews, and you've even stopped talking long enough during these broadcasts to listen to all of us.
One of the best shows in the world.
I gotta say, a great lot of fun listening to the music you choose in between sessions.
You're out there fighting the fight for all of us. Congratulations. Keep doing a good job, buddy.
I'm honored to be a member of your Brain Trust.
Welcome back. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm your host. I'm responsible for the mayhem around here. Having a great visit with our good friend, Dr. Bill Dunkelberg. Couldn't do without him. Chief Economist for the NFIB. He brings us the current NFIB's Index of Small Business Optimism. NFIB.com, smallbiz.org, smallbus.org is Bill's website. And you can find both of the index in both of those places. And he's graciously allowed us to post it on our website, too, folks, so you can find it there. Bill, thanks again for being here. I want to ask you a couple of overarching questions. Do you think if we could get something, even if it wasn't perfect, some kind of resolution that we can work with for a year or two with China and pass the MCA, get that done, which is in the box, it's in the can, it's just a matter of the House doing it. Now, all they got to do is, I mean, everybody's for it. They just got to make it part of their work. The replacement for NAFTA, with Canada, Mexico, U.S., get the China deal done. We've got the Japanese deal done. If we get those behind us in the next 6 months, we're off to the races, aren't we?
Well, we could be. But again, keep in mind that, you know, our fundamental problem is the lack of workers. So it really, you know, we can't really soar without the workers.
Right.
We generate a lot more GDP. So we'll just have nice solid growth. And there's nothing wrong with that. You know, we don't have to be growing at 4% when you've got an unemployment rate at 3.5%, which is the lowest in decades. That's great. So we don't need to try to push that lower. We don't need any of the issues that would go along with that. We just would be nice to have some of the sectors of the economy that have been really adversely impacted by all this functioning well, like our agricultural sector. And of course, construction and some of the others that have been impacted. I saw an observation that, given the tariffs on wood coming from Canada, could add 8% to the cost of a typical home.
Right.
A new. So, you know, we need to get rid of that nonsense, and that would certainly help us move along.
Well, and it's literally sitting in the House of Representatives, ready to be approved. And they won't bring it up because they're afraid to get, they don't want to give President Trump a success story. Now, that's
right.
that's the most cynical, ugliest part of politics right now, isn't it, Bill?
And they're busy trying to find dirt on Trump, so they're spending all their time in hearings, 8 and 9 hours, some of the testimonies.
Instead of doing their job.
All day, you know, just, and they're learning nothing of interest.
Well, surely that's going to cost them. They've got to know that's going to cost them, because this is going to come up, folks. When you got small businesses out there who need to get these trade deals done, and, you know, China requires a lot more work, a lot more heavy lifting, but USMCA is done. It is wrapped up. There's a bow on top of it. It just needs to be put to work. And the House of Representatives, Pelosi's House of Representatives, folks, is holding this up for no other reason but cynical politics is at its ugliest. Bill, one of the things I want to, real quick, I was in a meeting earlier this week, and a member of a local state legislature used the term we're bound to have a recession or something like that, you know. And I went up to him afterwards, and I said, stop saying that. He said, why? I said, we're not due to have a recession. There's nothing in the Constitution about us having to have a recession. I said, you can say when the next correction comes, But don't use that kind of language. It's not helpful. And he agreed with me. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. I think that now people in the press are actually observing that the press is too preoccupied, the financial press, too preoccupied with the coming recession and what to do about it. Well, you know, they don't know that a recession is coming.
Right.
Yeah, we could slow down, but we're not going down.
That's exactly right. And it's not ordained. It's not preordained that we have a recession. We could make an adjustment, but it doesn't have to be a recession. Hey, Bill, good job today. We come back.
Oh, sure. Anytime.
Thank you. Dr. Bill Dunkelberg, ladies and gentlemen, a great American and one of our heroes. And we love having him on the show. We couldn't do without him. And we won't do without him as long as he'll keep coming back. Dr. Bill Dunkelberg, NFIB.com. Check it out, folks. I'm Jim Blasingham, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.